All right, welcome to another episode of Gin and Truth. I'm the captain of this ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of Hendrix and mindful of thoughts. Let's go. All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. We're going to have a good one. As you guys can already see from the title of the show, I'm minutes away from erupting. But, gang, the meat of today's rotted sandwich, fuckface Frank Turek. Now, again, I would like to sit here and lie and tell you guys I don't understand why, but I absolutely do. Again, apologetics only. And I do mean only attracts the least amongst us. Let me get this fucking screen set up. It does. It's sitting on some bullshit, right? Again, you have to be a total shucking and jiving. You have to be addicted to bullshit. Telling the truth to an apologist is like hanging garlic around the neck of a vampire. And if you can sit here and listen to the script that is Turek song and dance, the one that gets him paid, and you sit there and you listen to him say that crap, and the first thing you say is, sign me up, where just give me all my money, that's an indictment on your character. It's like the Trump presidency. Again, I said, 8 years ago, whenever the fuck it happened, right? If you got caught up in the hype, he doesn't sound like a politician, he doesn't act like none of us. Gang, none of us are above the okie doke, the pump fake, mental conditioning, right? I get it. I do. But after all the shit, I'm not going to turn this into a Donald Trump show, but after all the bullshit, you can still stand up there and fix your mouth to say that you are a Trump supporter. This isn't about politics. This is literally an indictment on your character. After listening to Turek in his entirety, if you can sit there and still say, sign me up, it's an indictment on your character. That means you're just as shady as he is. You guys want to go outside? I just belt. I'm a professional. Let's get the boys outside. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves, fuck faces. It's hot. You guys don't want to go outside, do you? It's hot than a motherfucker. You know what? I basically just got up for no reason, apparently. Oh, that's why. Why did I close the door? Hold on, guys. Shit. Well, if one of y'all wants to go outside, the doggy door is now open for business. Back on the topic. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Fuckface Frank Turek. Again, you can sit here and listen to that man deliver his crap and you still say, sign me up. That's an indictment on your damn character. It just is. And we're going to just hit it with the Autobots here a little bit. But before we do it, again, this is the dude who sat there and fielded a question. And I think it's a legitimate question. I do. Right? Hey, fuckface Frank Turek, is Christianity the white man's religion? This is a clear-cut demonstration on how committed he is to his script. Because when a black man asked Turek, a white man, Turek is white. If you were to take Elmer's glue, mix it with baking flour, mix it with Arm & Hammer, melt down a bunch of white crayons, take some chalk, pound it into dust, mix it all up, it's still not as white as fuckface Frank Turek. Turek sat there and listened to a black man say, hey, white man, is Christianity the white man's religion? You guys remember what Turek said? What do you mean by white? He is so addicted to this, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? What do you mean? That bullshit script that when asked the simple question to a white man, what? And his response is, what do you mean by white? Gang, I am a day and a half removed from my Letterman. No, tomorrow starts up. Oh, I got to get my liver all kinds of warmed up. Hold on, gang. Yeah, at this point, I'm just exercising. I've got a Letterman's reunion. It starts tomorrow. It actually starts right now. Fuck that. I'm a Texas Longhorn Letterman. I am. I've earned the stripes. I've broken and bruised my body. You can look my shit up on, you know, highlight reels and YouTube and all that stuff. Hey, Robert Reed, are you a Texas Longhorn? What do you mean by Texas Longhorn? Gang, if a former Texas Longhorn fucking football player can't define Texas Longhorn, there's a problem. Hey, Turek, is Christianity the white man's religion? What did he say? What do you mean by white? Gang, I got nothing for that. Again, this just shows how addicted he is to this script. Now, gang, let's hit it with the Autobots transform and roll out. What do you see? This bullshit. Fuckface Frank Turk. Now, gang, I'm reliving my glory days and just, again, just trying to get some traction back. And this one just really stands out. They all really just stand out. But this one right here just really seals in the flavor. Now it's entitled. Let's go over here to YouTube. It's entitled. Sneaky student tries to trick Frank with a false dilemma. Here's a hint, gang. Spoiler alert. It's not tricky. It's not a false dilemma. It's actually very valid. I'm going to tell you what, let's just go ahead and hit it with the blow up chew eight. Gang, this one's going to, look at the Texas internet, slow as hell. This one's going to hurt. We're going to bleed. You are not going to enjoy this. But are you guys ready? Fuck it, let's roll the tape.
Whether it's farmers, whether it's grocers, whether it's attorneys, whether it's teachers, we all interact. We don't say, God, do everything for me.
Dr. Turek. Tonight, you're diagnosed with cancer. If you could choose prayer or modern medical science, which would you rather have?
Pause the tape. That is not tricky. That is not a false dilemma. Let's go back over here to StreamYard real fast. Christians, it's not. That's not a trick question. Right? Through Christ, all things are possible. What can't he do? Your God literally talked a universe into existence. He made a virgin give birth. He made a snake, a creature, literally, that has no vocal cords. That sucker spoke. Let me guess. That was a magical snake. Go grow up. He gave some dude the strength to put a stick in a sea. Billions of gallons of water. Split in half. Whoa. How many thousands of people walked miles? Miles. And I'm sure the footwear was appropriate, right? Walked miles across mud. Not wet sand, which would be hard enough. Mud. Well, let me guess. God used his magic powers and made it concrete, so it was easy sledding. A burning bush spoke. Jesus Christ put demons into pigs and made those pigs commit Harry Carey. He is there for Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, go fuck yourself. Don Staley, the coach of, my brain just farted. Who just won the national championship for the women? They beat Iowa, South Carolina. The Lady Gamecocks. And again, I always love it. No, I don't. I love it how it is. Christians are so persecuted. It's hard to be Christians. But every time an athlete dunks, scores a touchdown, or hits a home run, they want to thank their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, the people with 16 million followers on social media. She got up there It's like, if you don't believe in God, I don't know what kind of bullshit you're sitting on. God is fucking fantastic. He's wonderful. He gave us the ability, you know, to win the national championship. Hey, Coach Staley, you know some kids are sitting there starving. Fuck them kids. And let me tell you something. God is great. God is fucking fantastic. Through Christ, all things are possible. What is that? Philippians 4, whatever the fuck. That's a legit question, right? You just got diagnosed with an illness. You can pray or you can consult a physician. Which one? Because here's the thing. And I've said this. I said this back in my Lenovo days. At this stage of the game, I'm quite sure second year med students have to take an entire semester of a class called You're Not Going to Get Thanked for Jack Shit. You're going to be the one that spends 14 consecutive hours. You won't sleep. You won't eat shit. Nor piss. You won't talk to your family. You've taken special interest in this one case. There, you'll be damned if Mr. and Mrs. Johnson go home without their kid being alive and well. You crack the code. You realize what is wrong. You set that kid up for success. You saved their life. You know what Mr. and Mrs. Johnson are going to say? I just want to thank my Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Again, God just dry humps shit. He's the biggest credit hog there is. By the way, I don't believe in him. But that's legit, right? The only time God seems to be able to do anything is when real world steps are taken. If you had cancer, well, I went to an oncologist. He pumped my monkey ass full of radiation chemo. My cancer's gone. You want to thank the oncologist? Jesus gave the oncologist the skill. That's all this is, gang. Roll the tape. Hold on. I fucked that all the way up. Roll the tape.
Yes. You can only choose one.
No,
you can have prayer or you can choose science. You only have one. Would you rather have those doctors treat you with chemotherapy or would you rather have a team of priests treat you with prayer?
Right.
You can only have one.
Who said I can only have one?
My question presumes you can only have one.
It's a false question. I can have.
Pause the tape. No, it's not a false question. No, it is not. You can sit here and tell me you have faith all you want, but let me tell you something, Christians. When you cross the street, you look both ways. You do. You can sit here and tell me you have faith all you want, but when your loved one gets sick, you go to a doctor. Because the Christians that do, you know, say, fuck it, I'm just going to say 10 Hail Marys because my priest tells me to, and your loved one doesn't make it. What do other Christians tell you? That is a legit question. And Turk's only defense against it is, right, well, that's a false, it's not a false dilemma. It's not, right? You sat and yet there's nothing that you could put. I just belch, hashtag I'm professional. Again, it's a fallen world. There's going to be an excuse and that excuse is going to be sitting on some bullshit. I strongly recommend, even as much as I have disdain for Turk, he's got kids. He's in his 60s, means he's probably a popo. If his grandkids ever got sick, I would hope and pray before God and for more white people, he would take his child to a doctor. Give me a break. Roll the tape.
I have both. I should have both because are you suggesting that God can't work through doctors, or are you seeing you
pause the tape? What the fuck did I just tell you? And look at his face. I mean, look at, are you suggesting that God can't work through doctors? Well, I'm saying doctors work through doctors. I'm saying doctors work through science. This is what I'm saying. They'll just again, and no matter what the outcome is. If your loved one gets cancer and dies, well, it was God's will. If cancer does not take your loved one, it was God's will. God gave the doctors. He worked through the doctor. If he worked through the doctors, he's also the motherfucker that gave your parent, your loved one, your brother, your sister, cancer. You're going to pray to the exact same God who gave your loved one cancer in the first place. I mean, just give me a roll the tape.
Saying that What are you trying to get at?
Professor Turk.
Hold the tape. Here you go. This is the bullshit. And look at his face looking confused. It's not confusing. What are you getting at? I'm getting at you have a choice. Show us where your faith is. Show us where your trust is. Because for me, this is not difficult. It's not difficult. When my kidneys failed, Texas OU weekend is the anniversary of kidney failure. It's the only Texas OU game I've ever missed, by the way, fuck faces. I put my trust in doctors. And you'll never guess what. I was a Christian back then. I was. Card-carrying fucking Christian. I would have jerked off to what Turk was saying back in those days. But when the shit hit the fan, and I was literally about a half a day away from not being here. That's what the doctors told my wife. This sucker is dying. And they told me while I was on the gurney, you're going to die. You're not making it. The odds are long. Guess who was wrong? When push came to shove, I did not pray. I did it. My wife, who still to this day, my ex-wife, she's still a Christian. I know that because she showed up to my mom's funeral. Oh, God bless you. Shut the fuck up. My mom's gone. One Christian was married to another Christian, and she did not pray. She carried my ass to the fucking doctor. She saved my life. She did. So again, this isn't complicated. Well, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, show us. Put your money where your mouth is. Yeah, one or the other. Roll the tape.
My implication is that if you wouldn't immediately jump to the chance to say, I would only rather have prayer that displays nothing other than a lack of faith, you should be more than happy to say, I don't care about modern medical science or anything.
Yeah.
Other than
other than
God will heal me and God will take care of me only through the power of prayer. And I'm confident. Since you are a devout and a serious Christian, and I respect you for that, and as should everyone here.
I do not. No.
You're going to tell everyone.
Pull the tape. Maybe it's because you're young. I don't respect that. I don't. Christianity for too long has been given this get out of jail free card. Well, we have to respect them. I've had fellow non-believers at work tell me that. Tell me to back off. It's their faith system, Robert. We have to respect it. No, we do not. No, we do not. They don't respect us. They don't even respect themselves. Right? Well, you deserve to get all kinds of fucked up when you die, Uncle Bobby. I mean, it's God's will. Fuck you. Well, it's okay because I deserve it too. I'm not to blame because you don't have self-esteem. I do. Right? So no, Cody, that's where you and I, this is where we disagree. You should not just outwardly respect Christianity because it's Christianity. I don't leave that one out. Roll the tape.
Here, forget science. We don't care about any of it. God will take care of us as long as we pray to him.
Wrong theology because
no, he doesn't.
Before I need medical care, I need food. And I rely on farmers that make corn here in Cornhusker land. I'm not growing my own corn. Okay. I don't have time to do that. I rely on them. I'm not going to sit around and say, God, give me some corn.
You've already told us God is timeless. So time is nothing. We're waiting for your prayer.
I'm not following you, Cody. What do you say?
Pause the tape. Then that's what he does. Now he's just going to sit here and act like his ass is drunk and concussed. I don't follow you. I don't understand. You understand. But you know good and goddamn well, this young man is hitting it out of the park. He does this. He does this. I've seen him do this. I don't understand. Oh, who was it? Matt Slick, another apologist. Same thing. What did that lady ask him? I can't remember, but I ended up doing a show on it. She asked a very simple question. And Matt Slick, master debater, you know, super intelligent, all of a sudden, I mean, And again, he blamed it on he had a cold, he had jet lag. I mean, I don't understand the question. I mean, so many, and he did it like, no, there's so many syllables. I mean, I just don't understand. And then she's there like, dude, is 2 + 2 = 4? I mean, I don't. Okay. Some people have learning disabilities, and okay, don't make fun of me. I mean, there's so many syllables, dude. Is 2 + 2 = 4? I mean, you're making fun of me and I'm persecuted. I mean, there's so many syllables and I've got a cold and jet lag. This is what they do. This is just sitting on some bullshit. I'm sweating because it's humid as shit outside. But this, now, in order to not answer the question, here's a grown-ass man, an entire grown-ass man, Dr. Frank Turek, who all of a sudden does not understand the world's simplest question. Roll the tape.
Suggesting we live in the world where we have a community and God has put us in this community and we rely on one another.
Pause the tape. And we rely on Ebony and Ivory live together. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? God put us in the situation. He put us in the community, but God also gave you cancer. If everything goes down according to God's perfect and unchanging plan, then God planned for you to have cancer. This is not difficult. It's only difficult when you talk to an apologist. Roll the date.
For certain services, whether it's doctors, whether it's farmers, whether it's grocers, whether it's attorneys, whether it's teachers, we all interact. We don't say, God, do everything for me. In fact, Jesus was tempted by Satan, remember? Throw yourself down. And God will save you. And Jesus knew, of course, that Satan was taking that verse out of context. Oh, and he said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
So God doesn't answer your prayers directly. We'll move on to the next question.
No, Cody, we won't. We're going to go to the next lady and you can get in the back of the line because it's one at a time. Because
doesn't answer your prayers directly.
And he said, you shall not.
Pause the tape. You even mean back in the days of Jesus, you pulled that bullshit? You took it out of context. Christian, your story is so old. Jesus H. Christ, it can't even stand on its own. It's on fucking life support. You mean even back in Jesus's day, he pulled the same bullshit that you guys pull? I remember I showed someone who fought me tooth and nail that Book of Deuteronomy does not state that you sell a woman who's just been raped. Because again, back then, about to belch. False alarm. Back then, rape was a property crime. It was. It's a you break it, you buy it. Not much has changed, sadly. But a woman's worth was what was between her legs. And again, sadly, not much has changed. If you raped that woman, if you raped that girl, you've taken the one thing of value, and that was her crotch. Because marriage, back in those days, was a business transaction. Now, the father could not get the going rate on his daughter's vagina. You want to know why? Someone already broke the seal. What kind of bullshit is that? So he bought the damaged goods off the discount rack. That's what Deuteronomy states. I told a Christian that, and this person just wasn't trying to hear it. I showed her the verse, BibleHub.com. I showed her the King James version of that verse. Not the Rick James, the King James. Arguably one of the most trusted and big, look, it's killing time. I'll get that sucker in a little bit. It's a fly. Arguably the most trusted translation of the Holy Scriptures. She read that verse, looked me dead in my eyes, told me you took it out of context. And when I showed her, because she said, it doesn't say rape. I said, it says rape. She said, it doesn't say rape. I made her read the verse out loud. It says rape. You know what she said? That could mean premarital sex. Give me a break. This is what I'm talking about. There's always an excuse on why it, I remember Bundy saying this, don't trust your eyes. Even back in the days of Jesus, right? Jesus sat there and told the devil, apparently you took that verse out of context. This man makes me sick to my stomach. Let's wrap it up. Roll the tape.
Put the Lord your God to the test.
So God doesn't answer your prayers directly. We'll move on to the next question.
No, Cody, we won't. We're going to go to the next lady.
Pause the tape, end the tape. That's just sitting on some bullshit. 25 minutes, gang. This is exactly what Turek did to that lady. Hey, fuckface Frank Turek, I'm a good person, but I don't believe in your God. Am I going to go to hell? What do you mean by good? Almost 10 minutes later, he never answered her question. 25-minute video. Hey, fuckface Frank Turek, you just got diagnosed with cancer. You can choose physician or pastor. Which one? 25 minutes. All right, the video wasn't 25 minutes. Uncle Bobby, go fuck yourself. That's how long the show is so far. 3 minutes. 3 minutes to not answer this boy's question. Right? My kidneys failed. I know what it feels like to have an organ system shut down and you are still alive to experience it. Gang, it's pain I'll never repeat. I'll never repeat that. If someone told me when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to go through it again, I'm like, the fuck, I won't. Let's just say I won't make it. I'm not putting myself through that again. If you've never been alive, I'm sweating. If you've never been alive to feel your organs shut down while you are still awake to experience it, you don't want to. I'm not even close to bullshit. Here, let's please go fuck yourselves. Gang, let's pull out the people's timer of knowledge. So I'm going to start this right when I finish the question. Hey, Uncle Bobby, you have a severe illness. Do you want to pray or do you want to go to a doctor? I want to go to a doctor. Got to be more careful. Okay, gang, I completely fucked that up. Uncle Bobby. Oh, that's why I hit the wrong one. Uncle Bobby, you just got hit with a severe sickness. You can either pray or you can go to a physician. Which one? I want to go to a doctor. One point four seconds is how long it took me to answer that question. It took Turek 3 minutes to not answer that boy's question. You want to know why? Because he's sitting on some bullshit. He's an apologist. Gang, Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, I'm about to give you one big motherfucking solution. Fuck face Frank Turek. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That was horrible. I'm sweating. That's a very simple question. It's what I said about rape. Right? Years ago, it feels like. If it takes you longer than a handful of seconds to talk about rape, the morality behind rape, you're either a rapist, a Christian apologist, or you are both. I remember when me and Peter talked to Joseph Abraham. That was sitting on some bullshit. That's when me and Peter lost it. I'm not a rape survivor. I'm pretty sure Peter isn't. But one, we're humans. But more importantly, let's just say we've had some personal experience with it. And it pissed us off. And we both learned a very valuable lesson that day. You know, like, this is just sitting on some bullshit. We will never talk to someone who'll do that to such a very sensitive topic, right? I got to get a fan, gang. This is seriously AC time. And again, you're just sitting there. And you're like, why are we having this debate? Fuckface Chris, right? Can't we just say that rape is wrong? Let's just hold hands to the sunset and agree that the crime of rape is wrong. You remember what that asshole said? I can't agree with that at all. Go fuck yourself. Anytime a very simple, right? Again, by this Bell's hashtag, I'm professional. I cannot remember the question that that lady asked Matt Slick. But it was literally a simple yes or no. Next thing you know, we had to hear about his jet lag, his learning disability. He had a cold, and he literally would not stop complaining about the big words she was using. And there's so many syllables. I mean, the syllables. That's how you know you're talking to a fucking apologist, gang. Right? This shit right here. Fuckface Frank Turk, you monkey ass got hit with cancer. You want to pray about it? You want to carry your ass to a doctor? What are you driving at? What are you driving? I don't understand the question. That's how you know you're talking to a damn apologist. When simple concepts completely escape the mindset of people with PhDs, you know that person is looking you dead in your eye and lying to your fucking face. All right, gang, the big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Gin and Truth, let's go. Syllable.